Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weird Awkward Teenage Podcast. This is the first official episode. My name is Joe, and today we have my friend Chris.
Why are you doing arm things? No one can see you.
I know, I just don't mind me.
And Joe waves arms.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm Chris. Hi.
Yeah. So this is Chris. I've known him since, what, third grade?
Fourth grade. Fourth. We met during choir when I high-fived you.
Yeah.
I was only in choir for 1 year. And then I left and you stayed.
Yeah. So basically I was in a choir at my elementary school. I had a solo
and about pizza.
Yeah. I will never live that down.
You're not as long as you know me, you ain't gonna live that down. I found a drawing of a girl I did and throwing it at recycling.
Fun. So and then this one came up and high-fived me while I was doing it. And it got a big reaction. And people call me Pizza Love now. For no reason, other than just to spite me, because I've told them multiple times to not do that.
No one can see what I'm doing, so it's great.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. It says you can record for 30 minutes, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's a good half an hour conversation. Just gonna yeet this across the room.
I stole that for a reason.
Why did you steal Pez? Okay, so I'm at Chris's house right now. Thank you for letting me come over.
No problem. This is why. I have a Stranger Things Mike Pez machine and it's empty. Okay. That's why I have it.
Quick thank you section. Thank you to Chris's family for letting me come over. Thank you to Chris's sister for actually driving me here.
Because she has to drive me and Mackenzie and you were just happened to be there.
Fair point. And thanks for Chris actually being on the show. So
what up? I'll be here if you want me to be more because that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cause so much chaos. Oh, by the way, I'm very chaotic and crazy.
Yeah, chaotic evil. Chaotic neutral. Chaotic neutral.
Chaotic evil is Rebecca.
Fair point. We have a friend named Rebecca and she's somewhat chaotic.
No, she took the test yesterday. She's chaotic evil.
Oh God.
Rowan is neutral evil.
Great.
Which doesn't surprise me at all.
Great.
Wait, no, she's lawful evil, not true.
This is fantastic content.
Yes. No one can see this, but I'm currently sticking Pez into a mic, Pez machine from Stranger Things.
I can confirm this.
Don't get so close to the mic, that's weird.
What?
ASMR?
No.
No.
No. No, not at all. ASMR. Yeah, me neither. I don't know why that's a thing.
It's just popular.
Why do you have chopsticks on your desk?
Oh, I got this for my birthday.
Okay.
I like chopsticks.
So do I.
I like teriyaki. I want teriyaki. I should ask my mom if she can bring us teriyaki.
I had teriyaki yesterday, and I don't want to burden your mom with buying us teriyaki because I like a specific kind from a specific place.
Yumiko Teriyaki, not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by anybody since specifically this is the first episode.
Also because we're 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you just poking my unicorn?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, I have a tape dispenser with unicorn that shoots out rainbow tape. So it's very odd. I've had it for years. And I've never really ever used it. I also have a guitar in here that I can't play.
Yeah, I see it. It's right in the corner.
Yeah, it's just kind of staring sadly at us.
Yeah. So, basically, this episode is just going to be an intro to Chris and our first official episode.
I'm sorry in advance. I'm gonna attempt to not swear.
I'm sorry in advance for actually making this. Okay, time for the part of the show where we review memes.
That's copyright.
No, it's not. What?
No, I don't know if you can leave this or not.
I can.
You can? Okay. You can?
Yeah. I tested it out. I'm actually leaving the page now, going on to
Dank Memes on Reddit.
Don't mind it. There's a better place.
I like you just haven't commented on my hats.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris likes hats. So do I.
Don't ever wear hats, but I like hats.
Yeah.
I'm currently wearing two hats that I had for basically both of us are in drama club. And these are both hats that I got from my time in drama club. So I'm wearing one that I got as a police officer. It's like a sheriff kind of cowboy hat. And then the other one's a bright yellow top hat because I was Mr. Mayor from Seussical.
In which I was Horton.
Yeah, and I got to arrest you in the sheriff hat.
The lead role without knowing I was the lead role.
Yeah, and then also, so, let's see, what else? every time he's ever been in a play, he's gotten arrested.
Yep. Yeah, this is true. This is very true.
He's been in 5 plays. I've been in 7, but he's been in 5 plays, and he's always gotten arrested during the show. And I'm amazed by this, because 2 of the times I've arrested him. Yeah. Once is Officer Binky, because that was the character's name.
Yeah.
And then this time, when I'm a villager, and I get to just be like, Gaston, because we're doing Beauty and the Beast, and Gaston's like, take him away, because he's Maurice. And then I'm just an ensemble member who's like, here you go, goodbye. And then just drag him off the stage several times.
In case you can't tell, both me and Chris are in a drama thing at our school.
Drama club.
Yeah. That probably peaked the mic. Stop! You're making me actually deaf.
Good.
Great.
Should I eat this? No, I shouldn't. We're talking for this. I have so much candy on my desk.
It's weird. And they're all bubblegum dum-dums because we stole them from our Tolo.
I stole them from Tolo.
Yeah, you did.
I stole like 20.
Hey, I told you to and documented it on Instagram.
You didn't tell me to, I just did.
Yes, and I documented it on Instagram.
Yeah, and then...
You should go follow me at Heyo It Is Joe. No.
It doesn't say is, it's Heyo It's Joe.
No, it's Heyo It Is Joe.
Oh yeah, I never
yeah, because Heyo It's Joe is...
I always pronounce it as Heyo It's Joe.
So it's Heyo It Is Joe. No spaces, all lowercase.
Would you like to see a picture of my dog and me and my sister all staring off in the same direction?
That is a fantastic picture. I can confirm that they all are.
I also have these.
They all are.
I like that.
Staring in the same direction.
I love this kind of exploiting the fact that I know that the audience can't see us.
Yeah, but it's a podcast, and I don't know how to do it, so.
You're supposed to not be able to see them. That's what a podcast is. It's just for them to listen to while they're doing stuff.
I know.
Yeah, we're pre-recording this. I have no wafers.
I'm probably going to re-record the intro just as more
personal
thing
later.
Yeah,
I haven't even heard the intro.
Yeah, with better sound quality, maybe, in my room, because there won't be...
We talked about the fact that I have an orange juice container in here full of coins.
Yeah, we can acknowledge the fact. I can confirm that is a Tropicana orange juice can...
Full of coins.
Full of... not full of coins, but there are coins in there.
It is now
a coin bank.
I'd like you to read aloud. My dad wrote on this because he made it.
Chris, this is a actual...
Quote from my dad.
Quote from Chris's dad. Chris, aren't you glad I made this for you, Dad? I want to be that. I want to be that as a father.
Do it. Also, this is for what? I'm stuttering. Why is this here? This is part of my bed.
That's probably not very good.
I'm putting this on here. Just keep talking while I do this.
Hashtag not sponsored, but we do have a... We have a box of Nilla wafers.
That I stole from...
we stole them from the kitchen.
I steal a lot of things.
Chris stole it from the kitchen.
I steal a lot of things that belong to me.
But anyways, in case you can't tell, we are really immature freshmen in high school.
We're sophomores a couple months. Now we're freshmen.
Yeah.
What classes did you pick, by the way?
I don't know all of them, and I don't want to get my backpack right now. But I know for a fact I did pick...
Okay, into the mic, my dude.
Fine. I know for a fact I did pick, documentary and,
Nerd!
Documentary and, the movie class.
Nerd!
Yes, I know I'm a nerd. So I'm sort of like an editor in my video class. I have a group and I edit all the videos that we make. Well, at least part. It's a part deal job with my friend Tyler, who I might actually have on the podcast soon.
I picked
be watching.
I picked Mixed Media 2.
Mixed Media 2?
Because I'm technically in Mixed Media 1 because they're changing the name of it. Because that way when I go into junior year, I can be in AP Art for 2 years.
Sweet.
So that looks really good on my resume for an art college.
Yeah. That does. So, I actually do want to be an editor when I sort of grow up.
You should be an editor for animations I make.
That would be actually pretty cool. I'd be down for that.
But you could have a studio.
Yeah.
What would it be called?
I don't know.
Outcast Studios?
Maybe. Really for MMF right now.
Same.
Yeah. Sorry. I just had them in my hand. I just want to pop one in my mouth.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't think people would usually eat food, just drink stuff on the podcast, but whatever. We're 15.
Yeah, we're 15. Not going to give out exactly where we live, because this is the internet.
Don't. Just say, we live somewhere in Washington. That's it.
Yeah. We live somewhere in Washington. We go to school on a hill, and you go to school on a hill, and there's a video program there that and I really
super,
enjoy.
I'm super close to there as well.
I also take their Latin class.
Because that's a dead language. I take Spanish because it's better.
No, Latin's better. But
if there's any people who speak Spanish over outside out there, you just offended them.
I'm very sorry. I don't know how to edit that out.
You can't, because it's a podcast. We don't want people don't want you to edit things out.
Right. So I'm very sorry if any of you speak Spanish. But
don't worry, I horribly butcher it all the time.
Fair.
Yesterday, Castanet asked us, "What do you like to watch?" A girl said, "Koreano for Korean."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the word for cartoons, so I just go cartoons, and he goes, "You can't see him doing," but I just did like the okay sign,
yeah,
in the hand. But he didn't actually say that. He said what it was in Spanish, but I just don't remember what it was.
Mm. I sometimes don't know how to pronounce words in Latin either.
I currently have a goal to go to Target soon, because Mary Poppins Returns came out on DVD a couple days ago.
Fun.
And I really want to go get it.
Well.
Because I have two pop bottles. Also, the Mary Poppins pop bottle keeps falling down, so there's a sock in front of her, so she doesn't make a loud noise and fall off.
Fun. Well, my dad rented Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Redbox yesterday.
My sister's seen that movie so many times.
We might watch it tonight. And yeah, I'm totally going to.
Have you seen Mary Poppins Returns?
Mary Poppins Returns. No, I haven't.
You uncultured swine. I've seen it three times.
Well, my family saw it while I was here last time.
When you were here?
No, seriously. They saw it at, like, the day while I was gone at your birthday party.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Because I think my sister was gone. My older sister was gone.
Yeah. So who, her hair.
Who, okay. Fair warning, is my next confirmed, well, one of my next confirmed guests for this podcast. Shameless plug. Listen to my podcast. Send it to your friends.
They're already watching your podcast.
It's listening to a podcast. There's no video.
I don't care. I'm Chris.
Fair point.
You're in a room with more than 50 pop vinyls, my dude.
Yeah.
You don't have an argument. Yeah. Your argument is invalid. You're in a room with more than 50 pop vinyls.
Fair point.
Where's my phone? Here it is.
Your phone is wherever you put it, Chris.
It's in my right pocket. Let's see.
Are we just going to listen to you read off your notifications?
No, because I have so many notifications.
Jeebus crisp.
I've been way more. The reason I had to mute them was because one time in math class last year, they were exploded. And it was crazy.
Your phone exploded?
No, the notification did. And you were in the class, by the way. You should remember this. You heard, at least 15 dings.
Oh, that was you? I could have sworn that was another girl.
Oh my god.
Ermagerd.
So you know how Invader Zim made the new TV movie a couple days ago, right? I haven't seen it yet, but I want to.
It's out?
Yes, it's out. It came out 2 days ago.
Sweet.
But yeah, so apparently, according to Jonah and Vasquez, there is a new board game for Invader Zim.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
I want to go get that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What's on Twitter? Because I currently follow a senior assassin on Twitter, because my sister is a senior in high school, and so she's doing Senior Assassin. And currently, one of her friends is still is on the bounty list, and I think that's really funny, because he's been gloating, because in the last couple rounds, he's just been gloating about how great he is at the game.
That's Ethan. Okay.
He's on the bounty list.
Great.
And I'm just like, I like Ethan, he's cool, but someone please shoot Ethan.
Didn't he shoot Jamie?
No, that was Nick.
Ah.
Nick shot my sister. She's still alive, don't worry. This is for a Nerf war.
Yeah.
I should probably clarify.
Yeah!
This is for a Nerf war between the seniors at our school.
Yeah. And it can't take place at school because there's no guns allowed, which is a good rule because there shouldn't be guns allowed at a school.
Yeah, because people might mistake them for real ones.
Yeah. And then...
And that would cause some problems.
Yeah. Yeah, what? I'm gonna fix this real quick. No, it won't.
Yeah, it won't.
That won't fix itself.
No.
So,
let's see.
I'm dropping the part where we I'm dropping the part of the show where we review memes because it didn't work out and I don't know how to find memes. But if you want to send me memes, I have an official email now for this podcast. It's
I don't know how to find memes. You're sitting next to someone who looks at memes for fun.
Ha 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 ha. It is weirdawkwardteenagepodcast@gmail.com. All lowercast, no space. All lowercase, no space.
All lowercast.
All lowercast, no space.
Joe's having a stroke right now.
I'm not having a stroke. I just can't. Why? I just got another wafer put on my shoulder for no reason.
Hey, this is not a carrot.
Fair point. Chris puts carrots in my sweatshirt.
I throw them at you.
When I'm eating my lunch.
Throw them at you.
Yeah, and throws them at me. Is that friend abuse?
No, that's just carrot abuse.
Well, yeah, if anything, you're hurting the carrot. Because they're like those little school carrots that you get.
That only David will eat. Yeah. Don't put that on me. I mean, I want to eat
it. We have a ginger friend named David.
I call him Weasley.
He's really cool. He is a day younger than me. Exactly.
I call him Weasley. Because he has red hair and freckles. And also he reminds me of the guy who we were friends with in middle school who moved.
That's Harris! Okay, we're good.
That's Harris. Is there a racism for hair?
Is that a racism?
For hair.
Specifically for hair?
Yes.
I
mean, people are like, oh, you have blonde hair, you must be fucking dumb. I'm sure I shouldn't swear.
Hey, I do have blonde hair, and I'm actually somewhat smart. Somewhat. I'm saying somewhat because I'm still kind of dumb, but...
Yeah, I know. Watch, dab.
No, I'm not gonna dab. No one can see me dabbing.
I know.
This is specifically for you.
He dabbed. But... He dabbed.
Yeah, I did dab. Twice. With both arms. Just...
He dabbed.
Got him.
I'm kidding, he didn't actually dab, but he should've.
I did dab. I just did. How do you forget a dab?
Let's sip.
Gross. That is yucky. That is yucky.
You're going to fall on the chair.
Yes, I know I'm going
to
fall on
the
chair.
That's a very old rickety chair that I got when I was 10 and they gave it to my mom because I got this one. That's her sewing chair.
Yeah.
She hates it.
Oh.
For understandable reasons. It's sitting there long enough, it's not very comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rewind time.
No.
No, it's
dead
not
meme.
Rewind time.
That's the most disliked video on YouTube.
And it's made by YouTube and it's very...
It's everyone basically going...
Yeah.
You can't see what
if you
did.
Can't tell, Chris just put up the middle finger.
I flipped the bird to YouTube.
Yeah.
Even though I have a channel.
She flipped off.
I ain't a she.
He. Sorry. He flipped off my Chromebook.
There you go.
I'm very sorry.
You're good.
Please don't hurt me.
Please don't hurt me. I called you a she. Slam. Let's see. Should I eat Pez? Or Nilla wafer. I'm gonna eat some Pez.
Dude, what you should do, put a Pez inside two Nilla wafers. Like a Pez sandwich.
Silence.
Awkward silence moment of the show! Yay! We got an awkward silence moment! Our first one yet!
Awkward silence moment. Wow.
Joe. Our first awkward silence moment.
Joe,
I'm so proud of this community.
What crack are you on?
All of it.
All of the crack.
I'm not on crack, I swear.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure about that.
So back off John Cena, because are you sure about that?
I'm part of the sober culture.
Same.
Yeah.
The only drug I do is none.
The only drug I do is none.
You do caffeine.
Well, I drink coffee from every once in a while.
Nasty. We're 15. We don't like coffee.
Hey, okay. I'm off coffee now. I'm on to hot cocoa.
Good. I tried Rebel the other day.
How dare you?
Yeah, it was one I gave. That's why I bought Jenna and that Italian soda.
Oh, right. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Jalen.
He banned her from buying Red Bulls, so I bought her a Red Bull.
I didn't specifically ban her.
You banned her from buying Red Bull, so I bought her one.
I didn't ban anybody. I didn't ban anybody. I said, you probably shouldn't do that, because it's like 10 o'clock at night, and you probably don't need to be up till 2. And then proceeded to have 2 Red Bulls.
I wasn't up till 2. I passed out as soon as I got home.
I watched a show until I fell asleep.
On Saturday? Last Saturday, not the Saturday before that. Well, actually, yeah, last Sunday, that means. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday. But I know what I spent the entire day doing.
Sleeping?
No. Mm. I went, so I woke up around 8, and I watched the entirety of season on One of Danny Phantom, besides the first 6 episodes, because I finished those.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the entire season 2 of Invader Zim, then the first couple episodes of season 2 of Danny Phantom.
Yikes.
I spent literally the entire day watching cartoons.
Sunday morning cartoons. More like Sunday cartoons. Am I right? No, Joe. Don't whip, that's illegal. You're not right.
Don't whip, that's illegal.
It's not illegal, but it's
a crime possible by carrot throwing.
It's a it's a very, very frowned upon event.
It's a crime punishable by carrot throwing.
Whenever I dance around Chris.
Especially when there's Amaya in the room.
Amaya is a elementary school
girl who plays. Girl. She plays Chip in Beauty and the Beast.
In Beauty and the Beast. A musical that we're both in.
And so if he does Fortnite dances around her, I stab him with a pencil.
Yeah. That happened one time. Hey, let's not do the stabby. Hey, please no.
Put down the mechanical pencil.
Put down the mechanical pencil. No, why? Why do you do this to me, Chris?
Betrayal.
Yeah. Top 10 anime betrayals. But
Chris stabbing Joe when he does Fortnite dances around an 8-year-old.
Yes. We are running low on show.
There are 8 minutes, my dude.
Yeah.
We're 2/3 of the way done.
Yeah. I do want to ask some questions.
Cool. Ask them. I don't care. I don't have a filter. Stop doing that. That's rude.
This is my hands rubbing against each other, if you can't tell. But, so, questions about me. Some trivia about me. One. Oh, gosh.
I'll ask you questions.
If you do want to.
I'll ask you questions.
If you do want to. Okay. Hold on just a second. If you do want to send me questions to be answered on the podcast, just email me. I sent it out earlier. I'm probably going to put my email in the description. But my favorite color, going back to your question, my favorite color is blue. Like a dark blue.
Basic.
Okay.
Basic.
Your walls are blue.
That's a good color. But like, guess what color my favorite color?
Red wine. Wine red.
There you go.
Because you forced me to answer that correctly.
Like, look around the room though. Like, look how much red clothing I own.
Yeah. Well, my walls are like
pink.
No, they're not pink anymore. Well, take that back. 2 walls are pink.
They're what? Pink.
They're very, very light pink.
It all depends.
Okay. And I haven't repainted it yet, but 2 of my walls are like a dark navy. Well, 2 of my walls are navy blue, and then I'm going to do the other 2 in like a grayish.
Yeah.
So it actually looks like a guy's room instead of
a 7-year-old's.
Instead of a 7-year-old girl.
Which you are internally.
I'm not a 7-year-old girl internally. Stop doing that, Chris.
You just sound like a drag queen there.
That's kind of what I was intending.
Good. I remember one time when we were in Jitin's house like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing Truth or Dare, and you asked me, if you didn't know me, would you think I was gay? And I said, yes. And you go, why? And I said, because you do this so often. And you go, I do not. And then you went, crap.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell, which you probably can because there's no camera, Chris just bent his wrist.
Like, very flamboyant.
Flamboyant. Stop it.
Yeah. But, like, oh, stop. Oh,
stop it.
Yeah. Like that.
But I, since there is 5 minutes left,
ask me questions.
Yeah. So, Chris does a lot of art stuff.
I'm also writing a book.
Yeah. Shameless plug, shameless plug. But.
Shameless plug, it's not out yet. Haha.
Yeah. You do draw a lot.
I draw a lot.
Yeah. Who's home? Oh, is someone's it? Home.
My sister's home.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The one that's a senior.
Yes. The one who, my only sister.
Yeah. The people want to know. Do you
people want to know nothing about me? That's not interesting.
Yeah, people don't want
yikes. People literally have learned not to question me.
Yeah. That wasn't a question. I was just saying you do a lot of art. I had no question planned.
Ask a question.
Right. The trivia question about me. Have I ever caught my hair on fire?
Yes.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, I know.
I was, like, 4 years old, and it was a late night church service, and my mom was singing. It was, like, Christmas Eve, and they were singing Silent Night, Holy Night. And that's the part when you're supposed to hold all the candles. So I was dozing off as I was standing up.
So 4-year-old Joe just lights his hair. Yeah,
so I'm falling asleep as I'm standing up. And apparently, I caught my hair on fire.
Keep in mind, this is even funnier because I've never gone to a full church service except for my grandpa's funeral.
No, this is a special service. They usually don't do that.
For Christmas. That's
like, yeah, it's a Christmas service.
That's when my mom goes, yeah. My mom and sister only go during, goes during Christmas Eve.
They give everybody lit candles. Even the children. They give them lit candles.
Just children of lit candles.
Yeah, they give them lit candles and expect them to not catch their hair on fire.
I really that had a game. Don't scream, Jamie!
Says Chris, screaming.
But yeah. Okay, what do I imagine? Imagine the priest and, like, all the people who...
No, it's
like,
not a priest, it's a pastor.
I don't pay attention. So the pastor's just, yeah. Like, he's talking to the staff, and he just goes,
Whose idea was it to give Joe a lit candle?
No. He's like, they're at the back of the room during the song, and they're like, okay, which kid's gonna let their hair on fire this year? I bet it's gonna be that blonde kid in the back with his dad.
No, I was in the front, because my mom was singing. I was in the front row, and everyone saw my hair just catch a blaze.
So I just want a blonde 4-year-old just screaming.
No, I didn't scream. I didn't know my hair was on fire.
Jamie, stop.
Random fact about me, I'm not very observant.
I know. No, it's not!
It's not raining outside, it's actually...
No, you didn't hear what she said. You didn't want to know what she said.
Okay, good. But we are in the last 2 minutes and
a half.
Minute and a half-ish.
Lightning round of questions. Recording.
Lightning round fun facts about yourself. 3 of them. Go.
I own a guitar. I can't play it. I own a lot of pop vinyls, like almost 60. I keep looking behind me at that box, keep thinking it's my dog sleeping out of the corner of my eye, then I realize it's just a box on the bed.
Alright, my turn. I once caught my hair on fire.
Yeah, we know.
I wear sweats a lot, even though I'm wearing jeans right now because my sweats are in the laundry.
Oh, wow.
And I only have, like, one pair of
shoes. Take your shoes off.
No, sorry. I do only have, like, one pair of shoes.
Oh, the clock just got red.
Yeah, because...
You're out, Joseph.
Yeah. I do only own, like, one pair of shoes, and there's tan paint on them, because I was painting walls for a house.
And, shut up in your outro.
Alright, well, I was painting walls. But anyways, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope this was a relaxing moment for you, listening to two teenagers scream at each other for half an hour.
I mean, just screaming.
Yeah. Why would you do that? You're gonna, like, actually... You're gonna, like, actually kill somebody. Okay, hope you enjoyed. I'll be talking to
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye!